gotten adjusted to your new wealth yet?
Yeah, living in No, it feels good. It feels good to just have a home for the next couple of years and be in Kansas City, man. I've loved this city just because they've embraced me, and this organization has, you know, been every bit of exceptional for me ever since I've been here in terms of my growth and just being a football player.
I
am curious to know, like, all right, Pro Bowl, great season to start up, but you know, what do you want to improve as a player now going forward? I mean, there's room for improvement, but I want to know what the focus is for OTA specifically, and then in this year, like, what's the next step for you?
Yeah, I mean, you're nonstop trying to develop your game and become better, but it's a team aspect type of deal. Like, I'm trying to just be more accountable. I feel like I left a lot of plays out there on the field for the team, and you know, it sucks looking back on it. It leaves a real sour taste in your mouth, but at the same time, you know, it's all moving forward. There's a new year, and we're ready to go.
Mental thing, or was it a physical thing?
It's all the above, okay. To be honest.
Travis,
as a team, you feel like you guys, it's realistic to think you guys can squeeze out a lot more offense than you did last year?
Not just squeeze it out, man. We're gonna unleash it, man. I'm confident in where our personnel is right now. Where we're headed as a team is awesome, man. It's exciting. And I feel like offensively we can definitely improve from last year.
When you go back through the video, do you see a lot of stuff you and maybe other guys left them? You feel like you guys left a lot of plays?
I know me personally. I know there's other guys that are going to hold themselves accountable as well as I am. And it's, you know, that's why it's fun being here. You got guys that actually care about what they're doing out there.
When you hold yourself accountable, how do you correct those mistakes? Is it a concentration?
Yeah, I mean, you watch film, you figure out what you got to do. I mean, there's coaches up there that have been doing this for a long, 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 long time, and they've won a lot of games doing it. So you just got to be able to take coaching and be able to put it out there on the field when needed.
Your game, you're so demonstrative in your game usually, but it seemed like there were a period of weeks last year where you tried to reel it in a little bit. I'm not sure if that was conscious or if it was, but have you been thinking a little bit about how much to celebrate, how much to show your enthusiasm? Or are you working with that in a different way?
I just played a game.
Didn't change anything?
Not in my head. It's not like I'm going into a certain game thinking, oh, man, I'm not going to celebrate if I get in the end zone. It's just I play this game that I love, and, you know, what happens on that field is what happens on the field.
Do you expect much to change now that Doug's moved on, or do you think things will be pretty much as they have been?
He was our old coordinator last year, so I do feel like things are going to change, but at the same time, you know, it's Andy Reid's offense. And I think Brad Childress and Coach Nagy are both going to come in and just be those coaches that they were for us last year and kind of step up to the occasion now that they're in a different position.
Do you think that the accountability thing that you mentioned earlier, do you feel like that's a maturity thing or an experience thing? Where do you feel like that comes from? Is it, I guess, looking in and detailing the little things?
Yeah, no, it's definitely something that is that comes with reps. It comes with time being around each other. You know, the more time I spend with Alex, the better that we get. You know, the more time he spends with J-Mac, the more they're going to be able to connect. You know, it's just putting in the hours and being able to, you know, be on the same page out there on the field.
Travis, when you look back at the season, what came to mind? The good plays, the great performances, or do you remember the loss to New England? What sticks out?
Yeah, I mean, it's a sour taste in my mouth. I mean, the game against New England, I know I didn't play to the top of my performance that I thought I did. So on an accountability standpoint right there, you know, that's all I can really think about, it being our last game and, you know, losing in the playoffs. So